With that, we greet you on this beautiful Monday morning. Can you believe it? The 7th of April already, and you're on God's wake-up list. On behalf of everyone at Radio Pulpit, and yours truly, Wynand Rousseau, Vusi Liu, handling the technical side of life. Thanks, Vusi. Appreciate you, my brother. From each and everyone here at Radio Pulpit, good morning. Lochani, Molweni, Saubona, Tubela, Dumelang, Macheloni Avudi, Goeiemore, waar jy ook al is. So voorreg om die nuwe dag saam met jou in die voetbank van die Here te kan ingaan. En is vir my so opvallend van gisteraand af, waar die son gesak het, staan my gees voor die Here en sê, Here, wys vir my. Show me, Lord, what is it that you want me to share tomorrow morning in daybreak? And even in going to bed and asking the Lord, Lord, even whilst I'm sleeping, minister to my heart, Lord, share with me. And I was so sure that God had laid Proverbs 3 and verse 3 on my heart. Proverbs 3 and verse 3, let not mercy and truth forsake thee, bind them upon thy neck and write them upon the tables of thy heart. Mercy and truth, let it not forsake you. Mercy, genade en waarheid, bind it om jou nek. And I walked into this studio and thinking, this is what the Lord has laid on my heart. My heart is prepped, and I'm ready to meet with you, my brother, my sister. And I switch on the computers, and Aletta, baie dankie vir jou WhatsApp. En Aletta het 'n WhatsApp gestuur na Radio Council toe, wat sê net een ding het ek van die Here begeer, en dit sal ek soek. Dat ek al die dae van my lewe mag woon in die huis van die Here. Om die lieflikheid van die Here te aanskou en te ondersoek in sy tempel, want hy steek my weg in sy hut in die dag van onheil, en hy verberg my in die skuilplek van sy tent. Hy verhef my op 'n rots. So baie keer kry ons WhatsApps, kry ons telefoonoproepe, kry ons e-mails van luisteraars, broers en susters in die Here wat sê, you haven't got a clue what you've said today and what you've meant to my heart. Are you encouraged me? I want to say this to you, the opposite is also true. You haven't got a clue what these WhatsApps mean to us. And as I walked into the studio and I was reading Psalms 27 and verse 4 to 7, the post from a letter this morning, one thing I have desired of the Lord, one thing, that I will seek thee. And I've been seeking the Lord since last night on this morning's daybreak, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord, to be in the presence of the Almighty God. And so I do believe that Proverbs 3 and verse 3 apply, that which I thought I was going to share with you this morning. Let not mercy and truth forsake these. Bind them upon thy neck. Write them on the tables of thy heart. I do believe that it applies. But I also believe that what Aletta has posted on WhatsApp this morning has gripped my heart to the extent that I'm saying, yes, Lord, yes, thank you for people like her. Because it encouraged me. David penned those scriptures long, long time ago, and it still applies to this very morning, the 7th of April, 2025. Psalms 27 and verse 4, one thing I have asked of the Lord. A longing for close fellowship, to continuously seeking God's presence and His favor. What was on your heart this morning when you woke up? What was the first thoughts that came into your being when you realized, I'm on God's wake-up list this morning? It's a brand new day. It's Monday morning. It's the 7th of April. Lord, I long for close fellowship with You. And a sister in the Lord has penned it so beautiful, just highlighted through the Holy Spirit, the longing of King David's singular longing so many years, decades ago, to continuously see God's presence. I do not want to go into this day without seeking the presence of the Lord. And so in the book of Psalms, we find these words, one thing I have asked of You, Lord, one thing, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life. Listen to these words, to gaze upon the beauty of the Lord. You know what? True followers, true disciples of the Lord Jesus Christ will know that longing, will understand that longing that David had to gaze upon the beauty of the Lord and to inquire in His temple. A place of safety, a place of beauty, the presence of the Lord. An ambition of David's life. I know since the Lord saved me. And sometimes I fall short of that. But I know that longing to be obedient, to follow, to be in the presence of the Most High God. It was utmost important to David. One thing on this Monday morning. To know God through an intimate, lifelong relationship with Him. Do you know this God? Sometimes my brain just veered off when people speak about this unseen God. Last week, Friday, I spoke about this 11-year-old little girl that says, is God real? Where is He? When I watch over the weekend the chaos in the world, billions, millions and billions not knowing the Lord Jesus Christ, who do not have a lifelong relationship with Him, who do not have David's yearning to dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Of course, the house of the Lord in context with Matthew 27, a reference to the tabernacle, God's dwelling place, the tabernacle. And so David prayed that he could abide in the presence of the Lord all day long. The unseen, omniscient God, the very God who gives you oxygen right now, who causes every heartbeat in your chest, every breath that goes through your nostrils, comes from this merciful, omniscient, all-powerful, majestic God. To be in close fellowship with the Lord every day. I love the house where you live. The place where your glory dwells. Praise David. And in sharing that with you, I realize that on Christ's death on the cross of Calvary, the veil was torn. Where the high priest had an opportunity once a year to appear in front of the altar before, in the Holy of Holies, the Holy of Holies, because God is a holy God. And all of a sudden, God in His grace and His mercy open up that Holy of Holies to you and I. Psalms 26 and verse 8, I love the habitation of your house, the place where your glory dwells. And in sharing this with you, in your home, in your car, at your place of work, I pray that you will experience the glory of the Most High God, the presence of the Holy Spirit. My soul yearns, even faints, for the courts of the Lord. My heart and my flesh cry out for the living God. It's David's words in Psalms 84, verse 1 and 2. Is that the cry of your heart? Is that the cry of my heart? We are so easily sidetracked by the program for the week. I've got to make it for gym, get the kids to school. By the way, holidays is over. There's not really time. How did the guy say, if I drop my toothbrush, I'll be late this morning? You need to rise earlier, my brother. You see, there are no passing thoughts of flimsy intentions. It's a holy, devoted, passionate yearning after a man's heart, after God's heart. Do you have that yearning in your heart? Because we are mere sojourners in this world. It's a season. This too will pass. But here you are, and here I am on God's wake-up list this morning. And can we say, like David, more than anything else in life, David wanted God himself. I'm a great fan of National Geographic. I think because the animal world does not swear and cuss and soaked in sin. And I just love to watch nature, the beauty of God's creation, how we created animals. And I watch that sometimes, and I so wish, when I look at the animal world, I say, Lord, how fortunate are the zebras and the elephants and the bataleers and the meerkats, because they do not sin. They do not know sin. And I yearn to be in His presence, free from sin, with a heart that continuously burns for the Lord, to want God Himself. You know what? I want to say something to you. Our true home is in the presence of God. Our true home is in the presence of God. Blessed, says the Word of God, are those you choose and bring near to live in your courts. We are filled with the good things of your house. In spite of what's happening in this world, it's the safest place to be. I was listening to a Christian the other day that said the safest place on earth at the moment is Israel, the eternal nation. No, that's not entirely true. The safest place on earth is in the presence of the living God of Israel. And the word of the Lord declare, we are filled with all the good things of your house. A fullness of joy. Do you have that fullness of joy? Sometimes we look at the world around us and we become depressed. What hope is there? Look at the world. Look at the stock markets. Look at war. Look at the war talk. Jesus warned us. Jesus warned us in the Gospels, these times will come. And for us as Christians, we can still experience the fullness of joy in the presence of the Lord. Psalm 16:11. Listen to the word of the Lord. Listen what it says. This God in heaven uses a mere mortal to echo His eternal words, a promise to you in the early hours of this morning. Psalm 16:11. You make known to me the path of life. In the presence of God is known the path of life, not depression, but the fullness of joy. In your presence there is fullness of joy. Psalm 16 verse 11. And your right hand are pleasures forevermore. Psalms 21 and verse 6. For you make him most blessed forever. You make him glad with the joy of your presence. I pray the presence of the living God into your house, into your spirit, man, into your DNA, morning by morning, day after day. David desired that experience, that goodness of God's presence, to gaze upon the beauty of the Lord. Do you desire to worship and adore this eternal God simply for who he is and not what you can get from him? There's so much humanistic preaching, humanism. When it starts with I, we miss the boat. It's not about I. It's not about me. It's about the Lord. It's about our eternal King. And I understood as I came in here this morning, Proverbs 3 and with verse 3, mercy and truth. I'm sharing truth with you, and through that comes mercy, because we can hear and we can turn our hearts to the Lord. David sought the Lord not for what he could get from him. He sought the Lord's face, not his hand. Can you say amen to that? Lord, I'm here to seek your face, not your hand. Lord, I'm here. Lord Jesus, Holy Spirit, Eternal Father, we're seeking your face on this Monday morning, 7th of April, 17 minutes after 6. Not your hand, Lord. We seek that real intimacy. Do you remember way back when you fell in love? That intimacy to hold someone's gaze attentively, to contemplate that one's beauty. The first time when you met that loved one in your life. Ek sê baie keer vir my vrou, die jong mense is so mooi. The prime of their lives, they're beautiful. God has made, I've never seen an ugly bride and young people in the prime of their lives. But I'm talking about that real intimacy necessary to hold somebody's gaze attentively, to contemplate that beauty, to pursue God's face. Would you say that's the same as seeking an intimate relationship with him? Oh God, you are my God. Can you say it this morning? Lord Jesus, you are my Jesus. I search for you, Lord. My soul thirsts for you, Lord. My whole body longs for you, Lord, in this parched and weary South Africa. Our souls are so dry. I have seen you in your sanctuary, gazed upon your power and your glory. Your unfailing love is better than life itself. I praise you. I praise you, Lord. David's one thing that he asks was to look at God intently and to worship the beauty of his holiness. When you woke up this morning, did you have a desire to look into the beauty of God's holiness? Lord, here I am. Send me, Lord. Use me. I'm your vessel. Make me obedient. Make me merciful. Make me love a dying world. When you see the multitudes on their way into the abyss, what happens in your spirit, man? Did you know that the original word for beauty was grace, was favor, was kindness, was goodness? May the favor of the Lord our God rest on us. Those who earnestly desire unbroken communication with the Lord. To set ourselves to that one thing, seeking the Lord's presence, seeking God's favor for this day. I want to end off here, my brother, my sister. What is the one thing that you seek this morning? Remember that woman of Bethany that sat at Christ's feet when he was teaching and spending time in his presence? And Jesus told Martha that Mary had chosen a good portion, the one thing that was necessary. Mary's greatest desire was to know the Lord, an intimate fellowship with him. Paul pursued that one thing in life. I want to know Christ. I want to know Christ. Yes, to know the power of his resurrection and the participation in his suffering. Not that I have already obtained all this, but one thing I do. Listen to what Paul says. One thing I do. And here it is for this Monday morning, forgetting what is behind and straining towards what is ahead. I press towards the goal to win the prize for which God has called me, heavenward in Christ Jesus. I urge you, my brother, my sister, to press on towards the goal. Come on, weary one. Take courage. Let the joy of the Lord be your portion. Say, here I am, Lord, reporting for duty. Carpe diem, to seize the day. Say, I'm ready. What is the greatest longing in your heart? Is it to seek God's presence daily? To know the Lord more intimately? In all his beauty, in all his wonder? Can you truly say, like King David, this one thing I've asked of you, Lord, this Monday morning. This one thing I've asked of you. Lord Jesus, I want to thank you for people like Aletta, who didn't even know what encouragement she was when she posted Psalms 27, 4 and 5 this morning. An encouragement to us was supposed to be to encourage others. Here, thank you that you ons bemoedig. Thank you for the Aletas. Thank you for brothers and sisters in Christ. Thank you for Proverbs 3 and verse 3, Lord, that I thought, but yet mercy and truth forsake it not, bind it about thy neck, write them upon the tables of thy heart. Here, maak ons die bewus van die woord vandag. Een ding het ek begeer van die Here. En ons kom soek u aangesig, Here. Nie u hand nie. You are King, you are God. You're unquestionable in your sovereignty. You are infinite in your wisdom and your knowledge. Absolute in your justice. Magnificent in your splendor. Father, we thank you for Radio Pulpit, that we can proclaim over the hills, the valleys, over every space and square inch in this country, South Africa belongs to God. And one thing we desire is to be in your presence this day. In Jesus' name we pray. And all of God's children says, amen and amen. Why? Because we're the crown of God's creation. We belong to him. And he gave his life his life to open that door for us where we can be in his presence.